I love that last phrase, and as many as touched him, just the fringe of his garment, they were healed or cured. May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let me just read these few verses again. It says in verse 53, and when they crossed over and came to the land of Gennesaret, and they moored the boat, when he'd come out of the boat, immediately the people began to recognize him. And they ran about the whole country, began to carry about on their pallets those who were sick to the place they heard he was. And whenever he entered a village or city or countryside, they were laying the sick in the marketplaces, entreating him that they might just touch the fringe of his garment. I was thinking about the fact that when we pray for people a lot, I'll use phrases like, Lord, heal them body, soul, and spirit. Because it's one thing if a person has an issue in their body. We've seen the Lord heal people. Sometimes in stages, they would get healed a little bit more. So that was true. And what about one of the men who were blind? When Jesus prayed for him, the first time he prayed for him, he could see people, but they were like trees walking. Then Christ prayed for him again, and he got healed. But we also see that happen often when people need inner healing or when there's stuff they're going through mentally or emotionally, when they're hurting. And that we've seen times when God would touch them, Jesus would touch them, and they would just be healed. All that pain would go away. But then there were times when Jesus would heal them a bit here, and then a bit here, and then a bit here, and a bit here. And in the process, think of it like this. So if you find yourself, and I love this, the way it played out in the story, because that was very intentional. When they heard that Jesus had landed, they all began running around trying to find the people that they knew he could heal. And they put him on pallets, people who were helpless, people who couldn't get there on their own. And they were just carrying them around everywhere he might be, into a city, into a town, into the countryside. That's very intentional. But I was thinking about the fact that I was talking with somebody earlier today that sometimes when we're going through issues, particularly if it's emotional, if it's some kind of pain, if you've gone through something, rejection or abandonment or something like that, that you kind of have to have a breakthrough every day. You have to have this mindset every day until you know you're cured, until the pain's gone, until it's in the rearview mirror. And that may be over a few weeks, maybe over a few months, but there's always change, and it's kind of like what happens is like this. Think about with great intentionality, because that's part of the story here. There's something about being intentional. They were desperate and they were intentional, and they knew they had to get to Jesus because that was where healing would happen. And so if you're going through something, whether it's physical or emotional, it's like Jesus is here. And one of the reasons he does it gradually, he'll like be waiting and you'll press in and he'll touch you and there's just grace released and it's better. There's some healing. And then like the next day, he's like here and you come again and there's more. You get another breakthrough. And then the next day there's more. And then there's more. And then before you know it, he's drawn you so far in to a place you've never been before, whole now, that you'll never go back to where you were. It's too far away from where you are now. That's why it says in about the promised land, he said they didn't give them all the land in one year. It took over a period of time, they did, because God, in the process, taught them to cultivate the land. And it got rid of all the wild beasts because to get rid of all the demonic stuff and the land became fruitful. Because you see, they didn't know how to grow the crops and do all the stuff in this land, but the ones that were there did, and so the fact they had battles to do before the land was finally taken, but the land was being cultivated. But the enemy was used by the Lord to make them fruitful. So in the process of, I mean, I think all of us have experienced this at times in our life. There are times when people have been healed immediately. There are times when we've seen people healed by praying for them several times physically. But we've also seen people get healed emotionally and about some hurt or great pain. And they would just press in every day and touch the hem of his garment every day. But they don't know that every time that they do, every day, he's moving a little bit further back into Canaan, the land of promise for you. Until finally, that last touch, and you go, wow, that's pretty much gone. And you look back and you go, wow, look how far I've traveled into this place called Canaan. And I'll never go back there again, where I was so vulnerable. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.